On this Memorial Day weekend and for Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, we look at the lesser-known story of Francis Brown Wye and his heroic service to the nation.
A date that will live in infamy.
The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941 drew the United States into World War II and altered the life of Francis Brown Wye, then a young Army lieutenant stationed on Oahu. The son of a Hawaiian mother and a Chinese immigrant father, Wye was a natural athlete, playing football and other sports at UCLA. It was during the 1944 Allied campaign to liberate the Philippine Islands from Japan that Wye, by then a captain, displayed selfless sacrifice. According to his citation, Wye landed on a beach codenamed Red and found the soldiers already ashore, leaderless, disorganized, and pinned down by machine gun fire. Even though he was wounded, he assumed command and led soldiers inland, sometimes deliberately drawing fire to expose the enemy's positions. He died while leading the assault on the last remaining Japanese pillbox. His commander recommended him for the Medal of Honor, the highest military honor. But when the paperwork reached Washington, it was downgraded to the Distinguished Service Cross. In 1996, Congress directed the Pentagon to review military records to look for discrimination in the honors awarded Asian Americans during World War II. The Defense Secretary determined that Wye deserved the Medal of Honor.
They risked their lives above and beyond the call of duty. And in so doing, they did more than defend America. In the face of painful prejudice, they helped to define America at its best.
In June 2000, President Clinton presented Wye's brother Robert with the medal Wye should have been awarded in the first place.
Captain Wye's extraordinary heroism and devotion to duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit on him, his unit, and the United States Army.